I grew up here in Petersburg, and I have an 8-month-old daughter named Mayel, and I'm happy to be living in Petersburg now, and I plan on raising my daughter here. It's a great community.
So, Alice, go ahead and tell me about what made you want to apply and be a cop.
Well, actually, when I started working at the department, I was doing the parking enforcement and animal control. So I got to see sort of behind the scenes, like, the type of work that the officers do and how they do their work, and just became more and more interested in it and wanting to learn more. So when the opportunity came to apply, I went for it.
John, this is a newer thing with the department, is getting sort of a number of younger officers these days, and that hopefully will be here for a long time. Is that, do you feel a sort of a change in the department as the old guard kind of welcomes in the new officers?
Well, you know, we didn't set out to hire a whole passel of 20-somethings. It just worked out that way. We do, at least I, have always preferred to hire from within the community. It's more expensive. Hiring someone that's already been through the academy saves $40,000 to $50,000 and about half the amount of time to train them. So it's definitely cheaper to get experienced people. But if they're coming in from out of town, they're not, you know, you just have to hope that they bond with the community. Alice grew up here. She graduated from this high school. She knows the people. She's committed and fully integrated into this community. So it's just training her how to be a cop.
Alice, what are your thoughts about working in a town that you grew up in and dealing with so many people that you know? And you know, obviously John's been here for many years too, and so he knows a lot of people. But, you know, having grown up here, and then all of a sudden you're a police officer soon anyway, and a couple
right.
within a year or so. And what are your thoughts about that?
I'm actually excited about it. I'm more comfortable with the fact that I know people in the community than coming into this. Like, from if I were from out of town and not knowing anyone, I would feel a lot more uncomfortable. So, yeah, it actually helps.
Do you think this will give you also sort of an in with younger people, too? Being a younger person, but also having grown up here and knowing what it's like growing up here, and so that maybe you can relate to some of the young people you're going to have to work with?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
What's the timeline for when you expect that Alice will be fully working as a police officer on her own?
Field training is 4 work weeks with 3 different FTOs. So that's 12 weeks of field training. It's not set in stone that way. Some people require a little longer. But for the most part, it's 12 work weeks, and our work weeks are 6 days rather than 5. So it's a full 3 months and then some. Like she said, there's a little bit of a time lag, and she'll be working with another officer during that time. You know, you may see her out in a car by herself, but there'll be another officer on with her once she's done with field training. The academy in Fairbanks, once she's done with that, we'll put her back with an FTO again.
Field training officer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for another few weeks to make sure that the academy did their job correctly, and then she'll be in the regular rotation.
And what do you think is going to be the most challenging part for you? What are you feeling like you're going to have to work the hardest on?
Oh, my gosh. I think just being confident with myself. I mean, as of right now, I don't have any training, so it's a little overwhelming and kind of intimidating. So, but I think with the proper training, that'll come.
We're very pleased that we got a sharp, intelligent, capable candidate like Alice that's from Petersburg, and look forward to keeping her for many years to come.